Test 3.
In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the following passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
The strong emphasis on educational achievement in China, Japan, and other parts of Southeast Asia may be coming at a heavy price. Researchers say that hard work at school, plus the lack of exposure to outdoor light, is damaging the eyes of almost 9 out of 10 students, with 1 in 5 at serious risk of visual impairment and blindness. The scientists say that young people need up to 3 hours a day of outdoor light, but many infants are also missing out as they nap during lunchtime. Dr. Ian Morgan, the lead author of the study, stated, "We've got the massive educational pressures and we've got the construction of a child's day in a way that really minimizes the amount of time they spend outside in bright light." The scientists say that genetic factors, long thought to play a big role in short-sightedness, are not as important as the environment. They point to Singapore as a place with several distinct ethnic groups, all of whom are now suffering high levels of short-sightedness. The authors suggest that required time outdoors should be considered by educational authorities across Southeast Asia as a way of dealing with the problem.